Yo, this is Sean Kirker with Voices Live On for Veterans, and we have on the phone Teresa Schwab. How are you doing, Teresa?
I'm great. I hope you are.
I'm doing pretty well. So I hear from Pamela, who's Ronald Rosser's daughter, who received the Medal of Honor in Korean War, that your father actually, Jerry Crumps, he received the Medal of Honor the same day with Ronald Rosser, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. And as Ron always said, after that, he and Dad just became best friends. They both were selected to, be in service at the Medal of Honor, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier's graves, when those Medal of Honors were laid on the graves. And of course, Dad was very injured at the time, and so he was the one that actually presented the medal to the president to put on the grave. And Ron was I think they must have just had a grand old time in Washington when they were up there on that duty, from some of the stories I've heard.
So what was the position your father had?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Yeah, what was the position your father had in the military?
Oh, wow. He retired as a master sergeant, and through the years, he mostly was infantry, and so he had a lot to do with inspections. He was on the inspection team when we lived in Germany, and then he taught ROTC at Davidson College for several years.
Okay, and do you have any idea what his original motivation to go into the military was?
I think he just didn't like school. So he figured he'd drop out of school, and his father told him, well, you got to get a job doing something. So he and his twin brother forged their parents' signature and went in service underage.
Underage. So.
Oh, yeah.
So what, you said he had a twin brother?
Yes.
Is his twin brother still alive, or has he passed?
No, he just passed away last year.
He just passed away last year.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and they both went in service together, and they both ended up in Korea. And Harry was wounded as well, and was actually medically retired as a result of his wounds. From the Korean War, so he always laughed and said he was a private, a retired private.
Okay, what's some of the memories you have of your father and Sergeant Rosser?
Well, Ron was a really big talker, as you may know, after interviewing him, and my dad didn't talk quite as much. He was sort of the straight man, and they just carried on and had a good time when they were together. I can remember going to Florida to visit Ron, and Ron always had stories to tell. And Ron always told stories about Dad, too. So, that was interesting to hear somebody else's take on it. Because I was young when he died. So, I was 22 when my dad died.
Wow.
So, over the years, continuing to hear those stories was fun.
What's one that kind of stands out that you like to share, that they experienced together?
Oh, gosh. Well, who knew if what they were telling was the truth or not, because they always embellished everything. But one thing that they told us they did when they were in Washington together, they went around, they didn't have any money because they were so poor, being privates or whatever, and they wanted to go out drinking and they didn't have money, so they went around asking people if they'd like to donate to the Widows of the Unknown Soldiers Fund, and then they had got some beer money that way. So, who knows if that's the truth? But it was a good story at the time.
Right. So was there, when they were over in Korea together, is that where they became friends? Were they in the same unit?
No, they didn't meet each other until they were actually in Washington receiving their medals, and that's the day they met. And then they just stayed in contact and became friends through that experience.
So, how old were you when that happened? Were you even born yet?
Oh no, I wasn't born.
Okay.
No.
You weren't born yet. So do you remember meeting Ronald throughout, I guess, between now and then?
Yeah, he was just always around. Or, you know, there was a phone call or more likely a letter. You know, and then my dad would go to the Medal of Honor conventions, and I'm not sure if it was every year or every other year. And many of those years we were in Germany, so he would come home and, you know, he always had stories to tell about Ron, of what he and Ron did in Chicago, or what they did in L.A., or, you know, whatever. I don't remember anything specific, but, you know, it was obvious that they hung out together every chance they got.
Did they ever live in the same city?
No. And they never even lived in the same state, but they just stayed in touch.
What do you think some of the reason they got along so well?
Oh, gosh, that's a good question. I don't know. I guess they just respected each other and just had that chemistry that, you know, to get along.
Okay. So when your father passed away, I'm assuming Ronald came to the funeral?
Oh, yeah, he did. He was living in Florida at the time, and I think he broke every speed record in the United States to get up here. So he was sad, you know, to see. It was sad for me to see a grown man that upset. And because that was really pretty much my first experience with death, because my dad was 42 or 43, and I don't know, like I said, I was 22, so I had not had a lot of experience with that. And then it was just such a shock for everybody. So, oh yeah, Ron was right there, and he stayed in touch with my mom until she died.
And then what was the reason that your father passed?
Well, he had lots of shrapnel in his body, because he jumped on a grenade in Korea. And so, of course, the blast left lots of shrapnel in him. And we think that a piece of that shrapnel finally just lodged in his heart and caused Vance a heart attack.
Oh, geez.
It was not unusual to for him just to suddenly his arm would start bleeding. And it was a shrapnel that had worked its way up to the top of his skin or his face or whatever. So that often happened. I shouldn't say often, but it happened. So,
yeah, it's amazing how even after the war that, you know, the parts and the situations can still keep continually affecting their body.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Did you go into the military at all, or?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
And my sister didn't either, although she worked for the Department of Defense, so she was always around, you know, military installations and all, and ended up marrying a guy that was in the Air Force, then retired from the Air Force. I think Pam probably gave you her name, Sheila, or you probably have Diane Wasco.
Yes, she actually did.
Yeah.
Yes, she did. So I'll probably be giving her a ring too to get her 2 cents. So do you have how many brothers and sisters do you have?
It's just the two of us.
Just the two of you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you could think of that would be memorable to add to his archive about Ronald?
You know, when he would come to visit my dad when we were teenagers, we always had, you know, our friends were around, and being in the civilian, we lived in a little town in North Carolina, and they had never been around anybody in the military. So when Ron would start telling his stories, they would just sort of sit there with their mouths open. And I ran into a friend, I don't know how many years ago, and he said, I will just never forget being at your house and sitting there and listening to Ron Rosser talk. He said, I mean, that was just stuck with me. And this, you know, almost probably 30 years later, because here's a 18-year-old kid listening to Ron and he told stories and when I had never been exposed to anything like that. And I'd heard them all my life, so I just thought, oh, God, there's Ron again.
Right.
But, he did have an impact on, on people that he met.
Well, that's great. Well, we can always add to this. If you have anything else, you'll be able to email me, then I can give you another call. But I'm going to be emailing you the link so you can see what's already up, and then also yours will be added to it. But I would appreciate it if you could please email me back. If you happen to have a picture of your father, as well as maybe yourself, if not, a picture of your father and Ronald, maybe together.
Okay.
If you have any pictures that we could add to this, it would really help.
Okay.
What is your what's your email?
It's T Schwab, SCHWAB, dot M as in Mary.
Teresa, you'd also mentioned that there was a situation that Ron and your father, where did it take place, in Washington, D.C.?
No, we were in Florida at a Medal of Honor convention.
A Medal of Honor convention in Florida. In what city was it?
Daytona.
In Daytona.
Daytona hosted for the 4th of July forever for those guys.
Okay.
So we were down there. I only went 1 year with them, but we were down there, and one of the really young, I guess, Vietnam veterans was there, and he had done the same thing my dad did. He fell on a grenade, and so his body was very swollen and you could tell. And so he was sort of out by the swimming pool, and you could tell he was trying to cover himself up a little bit so it wasn't as noticeable. And Ron noticed it, and so he walked over to him, and he said, don't worry about that. That's going to heal. You're going to be fine. Take a look at Crump over there. He's just letting all that hang out. So I thought, that has stuck with me, and only somebody like Ron or somebody who had had that experience, I think, could say that to that young guy and help him get over some of his self-consciousness, maybe.
I think that's very important, and that's, I'm sure Ron did that 1,000 times that have already, that the people remember, but he's probably forgotten about all those times that he motivated those young troops that have come back, that have gone through what they've gone through, and to make them realize that they're still alive and there's a lot more life to live. I think that's really important. I think it's really special that you got to witness that.
Yeah, and that was in probably 1972. So it's been with me a long time.
That's great. Well, listen, I really appreciate your time on the phone. And again, if you want to add to this or anything for Ron, or if we even want to talk about your father, the Medal of Honor recipient, Jerry Crumps, I think it'd be great. And we could just kind of take it step by step, but I'll end up emailing you the information, and you can then go to the link to be able to hear Ronald's full stories, as well as your own story about him.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you, Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.